next item is Coastal Club MRRPC preliminary site plan, Land Bay 5, Road 285.
This item was deferred at the January 8th, 2015 meeting. Mr. Johnson expressed concerns about setbacks being revised, future RPC consideration for setbacks, safety and fire concerns, impervious areas, densities, and wanted the full commission's participation in this discussion. It's a preliminary site plan for the Land Bay 5 section. This phase contains 51 single-family lots. The preliminary plan is the same as the approved master plan that the commission approved March 24th of 2011. The proposed setbacks for this phase are 20 feet front yard setbacks, 8 feet side yards, and 10 feet rear yards. This is consistent with phase one, which I think it received final approval in either October or November of last year. This section is not impacted by any floodplain. There are no wetlands impacted. County would provide central sewer, tide water, central water. Sidewalks are provided on both sides of all streets. Since the project's an RPC, final site plan approval would be subject to the commission's review and approval upon receipt of all agency approvals. And we previously provided you a copy of the site plan prior to the January 8th meeting. And we also provided you with information from the developer, which included a letter explaining the request, letters from two builders that will be building in the project, and 10 floor plans of different types of housing that would be built in this development. Unless you have any questions.
I might have a few more comments, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, you may.
First, I'll start off by saying that I'm the one that made the motion back originally when I approved the 8-foot side yard setback, and I'm going to tell you, I must have had a brain blur when that happened because of the points that Mr. Abbott pointed out that I have concerns. You'll find I have concerns about the topic coming up after this one and the one after that, so you might just say ditto for both of those for me, but anyhow. Yeah, my concerns are, you know, why are we being put in a situation where we're having to reduce the setbacks so that developers can build bigger houses, you know, where we're having to make it fit, whereas it should be their job to make it fit within the regulations. So I have a real concern that we're going out and changing up some of these setback designs that are in the code.
But Mr. Johnson, I have to point out one factor, though. This is an RPC, and the code specifically allows the commission to adjust setbacks. In fact, it encourages it to some extent, and that's why there's the RPCs. I don't want you to box yourself into a corner where you're saying that there's a setback that must be followed, because that's not what the RPC ordinance says.
I know with our thank you, Councilor, because I know that, with, as you stated, with RPCs, we do have some discretion, but usually that discretion is tied in with some ingenuity of design or for some reason, and to me, to be able to put a bigger house on a small lot is not ingenuity. I think if you want to put on a bigger house, you find a bigger lot. Or if you have 600 units, maybe you're going to lose a couple to accommodate these bigger houses. So one of my concerns is that a lot, sometimes we get these requests because of, quote, the economy, or, quote, our clients want a bigger house, or they want these options, et cetera. But I do know that, and Mr. Lank, perhaps you can share with the commission, what the Board of Adjustment goes through when you request a variance.
But again, that's totally different.
I don't want
to mix apples and oranges, because if we're talking about a variance of the Board of Adjustment, that's a completely different set of criteria.
Absolutely. I'm just talking about process.
But I don't think you should compare those two processes. I don't think you should.
But I think the commission needs to have some kind of process, whether it's written or understood, so that when applicants come to us and request a change.
But that's my point. This is not a change. I don't want you to confuse the very specific standards and the hardship or exceptional practical difficulty test that you got to apply at the Board of Adjustment to this and the standards, because under the RPC ordinance, it gives the developer the ability to come in with a lot of flexibility and request these, whereas you don't have that flexibility at all in the Board of Adjustment, and they're not supposed to be the same. It wasn't set up in the RPC ordinance to mirror that or to have criteria or standards or anything else. It was supposed to give flexibility to a developer. I'm saying that because I don't want us to get in a position of applying criteria that don't exist in our code to this particular situation.
Okay.
Got to note something in. You're not only asking for a variation in the side, you're asking for a variation in the front. The rear yard still meets the requirements as far as spacing. The point I want to make is that we approve phase one with the same setback.
Right.
Whether you had a green whatever or not, it was still approved. And it's for staff, building permit folks and all that to go jumping around having different setbacks and different phases. Errors can be made. That's my concern about this type application.
Well, I understand that for this application. I'm was speaking more in generalities about the process, not just this particular project, because and you're right. We gave it to one phase. It makes sense that you continue with that, but I'm concerned about how these things are being presented to us or how changes are being requested. And I'm looking for some direction, whether it's just for myself or for the commission as a whole, which in turn gives some direction to the general public of what kind of things, types of examples of things that we might take into account when we consider a change. In an RPC.
And I can tell you the code, it is flexible, and it talks about that the commission needs to look at things such as recognized principles of civic design, land use planning, and land use architecture. And then it goes into saying that the minimum lot and yard requirements on maximum height requirements of the zoning district need not apply, and except that the commission shall ensure an appropriate relationship between uses of high intensity or height within an RPC and uses of low intensity or height. That's more the height side of it. But there's not a lot of criteria. And like I said, the origins of that were to kind of open it up for a developer on a larger tract of land to come in and, you know, seek some flexibility or you know, apply some flexibility in how they design things. You know, so it is. I hear what you're saying. It may be, in terms of your application of it, frustrating because there's not a set of criteria like there is for a Board of Adjustment variance. But that's how it was designed.
Right.
And again, it goes, and you see in the RPC district, one of the criteria for the RPC is that it has to be on a large enough tract of land, you know, so that you can apply this flexibility across the development. So not sort of on a one-off thing on a single lot or a street or whatever.
Right. Well, like I said, as Mr. Knight pointed out, you know, it was approved on in a previous section, so to me, that's another extenuating circumstance to take into consideration, and whether or not we would consider approving their request. So that's different than perhaps another project where that hasn't started yet, or because again, making the differences in the setbacks does create some uncertainty, not only for the builder but for the inspectors, and probably would give some business to the Board of Adjustments if variances might occur or need to occur because of encroachment on setbacks.
Well, and typically if you're looking at the board looks at site-specific lot. There's like on occasion they've had blankets where they go in and ask for an amendment to the conditions for a setback. Typically it may be a mobile home park, and typically it's the spacing between unit requirement going from 20 to 15, and the fire marshal had given them a letter of no objection because of the safety factor they feel is still present. And very seldom you get a blanket for a subdivision. It's typically for individual lots.
Because right.
Typically someone has already built something that may be encroaching and they need a variance to get it corrected.
Right, and I could see how that could happen in a project like this if one section has 8-foot setbacks and then suddenly they got a 10-foot setback, and that's where I could see the encroachments happening because yeah, same builder might have built another same style house in a different section of the project. So,
Mr. Johnson, do you mind if I ask a question?
I would love for you to ask a question.
How many phases of this development have been approved with a modification? One phase. And that is a sum total of how many homes do we roughly? Was it 50, 75? 100
some lots.
It was a fairly large number.
Larger than this. I think it was 100 some lots, and it's, mm-hmm. I think over 600 total lots in the project.
Thank you. Yeah, I was trying to, because the RPCs have been coming back, and I find that I'm, as a commissioner, dealing and getting reacquainted with them, I appreciate the input of the counselor telling us about, you know, the criteria and the flexibility, and also listening and appreciating Mr. Johnson's comments of, Mr. Johnson, what you're saying is just because we have this flexibility, we also have an opportunity to vote, doesn't mean that we have to use that flexibility that is given. And I, like you, I believe I would like to see some design ingenuity, some superior type design that is coming out of a project, so it further promotes the health, safety, welfare, and just the aesthetics, which I know we can't regulate, of a community. But if we get too large of homes on lots fitting in with modified setbacks, then pre-approved plans, things such as sidewalks and driveways and all, may be compromised, and then we might be looking at deletions of them because the drainage and all is inadequate. So I just wanted to know, and you've answered my question as to how much of this coastal club has been approved with the modified setbacks. And thank you for your time, Mr. Johnson.
Anyone else wish to comment?
I think it's going to be hard to not approve this, approving the first phase. I mean, I don't think that has to transcend into every other future development, but I think with this one, it should continue on.
No, it's the applicant's burden at the time the application is made to demonstrate all those things. And then when they, I empathize with what Mr. Johnson is saying, because then when you come in and ask to have something changed, the question is always going to be in your mind is that, well, how does that affect, you know, what was said before, and does it diminish whatever design ingenuity was offered and so on. I think for the sake of consistency, I support approving this just to keep it consistent, you know, throughout the development. It does not in any way translate into any kind of precedent for any other development. In my mind, it doesn't. Anyway,
I agree. I agree that for consistency on this application, it would be difficult not to approve. But I agree with Mr. Johnson's comments, and I question Mr. Robertson. You know, how much of that flexibility is tied to design ingenuity? I mean, is there some responsibility on the applicant in the preliminary site plan to say, well, we're asking for this flexibility and setback, but here's how it complements design ingenuity, which is why it appears it's in the ordinance? And is there some kind of responsibility of the applicant to not just say, we want to reduce side yards, so our get backs, and we can, it's an RPC, but here's why we need it to complement that aspect?
Yeah, no, there is, and that's something whenever an RPC is approved, that the applicant generally touches on as part of their record, and that's part of the approval process as to whether there's design ingenuity on that. And so that's up to the commission to decide whether that exists. Can I tell you what design ingenuity means? You know, we can look at the code, but there's not a lot there. But you have to establish whatever you think it means as the applicant during the record. So, I probably answered around and around your question. But there's the burden.
That's different, though. I mean, that's during the public hearing process and the application. And at that time, apparently, this application was conforming to the setbacks as presented at the public hearing. And now it's saying that for whatever reason it wants to reduce them. Had the applicant at the time of the public hearing said, because of these design special features, we need the five-yard setback, well, then that's up front, and it would have occurred in the preliminary site plan, and we wouldn't have this request in front of us.
Yeah, but I think that that request can be made, and it's up to the commission to determine now whether there's a basis for it, you know, based on what was presented.
And that's where
we've done that in the past.
Where I get to the point that, you know, at least within the statement of what we, the information we have in front of us, there's the request for the setback, but there's no rationale for why it's needed now when it wasn't needed originally.
I don't know, in the packet there's I'm not advocating one way or the other, but just so that the commission's aware of information, there was a letter from the Coastal Club, Preston Shell for it, Shell Brothers with an explanation of the basis, and a letter from NV Homes. Whether or not that satisfies the commission's belief that there's a solid basis for it, there is something in there beyond just what's in Mr. Abbott's notes. So.
Well, in which we've agreed that in this particular instance, we've already approved the reduced setback in the prior, so we understand that. But I think we need to send the message that these requests need to be accompanied by connection to that design ingenuity. It has to be something not so ambiguous as I want to build larger houses.
Are you saying that should occur at the public hearing?
No, it can occur in a preliminary site plan process. We have that flexibility, as Mr. Roberts has stated, but it shouldn't just come to us as I need new houses because I can't fit things in. You know, because they had a blank piece of paper when they started. They had a lot of time to plan that. Now, slight adjustments is one thing, but a five-foot adjustment and setback around the whole project is not a slight adjustment, in my opinion. That's more than an oops. That's somebody needs to hire a new engineer. I want to make more money is what that is.
Well, Mr. Burton, the applicant most definitely has the burden at the application stage to demonstrate.
But I don't think they're ever that far along.
Well, when we approve an RPC, they definitely have to show that's where they have to demonstrate design ingenuity and some public benefit to doing what they're asking to have done. I think Mr. Johnson's concern is that when a modification is sought, that perhaps that justification should be revisited as well. In other words, okay, you want to make this change. What is it about the overall program that is going to be enhanced by making this change rather than just making the request? And I get that, and that's certainly a point well taken. And I suspect that some of that might have been addressed in the accompanying correspondence. It's been a while since I read it, so I can't recall any specifically what was said. But certainly that would be a good thing to have.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I greatly appreciate everybody's input. I think. Looking at our counselor, it probably would have been better to have it as a separate item on our agenda to discuss that process. And
that's a workshop topic.
That's a workshop. But I can tell you that it did come about back in January after I reviewed the previous approval of that project, as well as seeing that there was a number of other requests in the pipeline. You know, for the same thing, I got concerned that, you know, the gates were opening and we were going to be hit with these things, and maybe, for our benefit, staff's benefit, as well as the public's benefit, that we had some sense of what we're saying. What's that? There needs to be some type of design ingenuity. There needs to be something in there other than dollars and cents. So as we're reviewing the MRRPCs. I know that we have extra flexibility involved in that, and I think that's important that we have that ability, and it's important to the developer sometimes as well. This was, like I said, just happened to be first on the list of the ones here, and would have been better as a separate item for discussion, but I appreciate everybody's input on that. But, Mr. Chairman, I'm in agreement, as I've stated, as you all have made your comments, that this is a different situation, given that almost 20% of that project's already been approved with 8-foot setbacks. And while I may or may not agree with whether they've met the design ingenuity, I think that it's not, in this case, there wasn't something special about that first section that would make it different than these sections. So I'm inclined to, in this particular case, which, as Councillor said, doesn't mean that it happens for every other one that comes along. But, Mr. Chairman, concerning, that's a long way before I make a motion.
I'm sure there's a motion in there somewhere.
There is. It's getting ready to come out. Okay. I feel it.
Okay.
It's one of those notions you get, you know. Hopefully it's not a brain blur. But, Mr. Chairman, concerning Coastal Club RPC, preliminary site plan on, I guess it's for Section 5, off of Road 285, my motion is for approval of the 8-foot setbacks that were requested, with a notation that there was some supporting evidence provided in support of their request.
I'll second that.
So moved and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan, Land Bay 5, Road 285 for Coastal Club MRRPC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Here.
Carry low. Mr. Light, let the record show the motion passed 4-1.